You're listening to the audio production of The Surprising Rebirth of Belief in God, Why New Atheism Grew Old and Secular Thinkers Are Considering Christianity Again, by Justin Brierley, published by Tyndale Elevate. This book is read by the author. To Lucy, there's no one I'd rather share this adventure with. Foreword by the Right Reverend Professor N.T. Wright, Senior Research Fellow, Wycliffe Hall, University of Oxford. The book you are listening to uses, as its central metaphor, Matthew Arnold's poem, Dover Beach, and the long withdrawing roar of the Sea of Faith. That was Arnold's perception of the 19th century phenomenon in which many Europeans simply stopped believing the Christian message. Some years ago, I wrote an Emmaus Road-style parable that invoked the same poem, but this time moving in the opposite direction. I imagined two serious-minded unbelievers walking home together, puzzling out how to make sense of the world towards the end of the 20th century. Modernity's Enlightenment dream of progress had run out of steam. Postmodernity's questioning of values, power, and identity had blown the whistle on the secular world they'd come to take for granted. As this pair walked along the road to Dover Beach, they discussed how this had come to be. Why had they been let down by the stories by which they once lived? How should they now inhabit a world where their dreams had gone sour, a culture where they didn't even know who they were anymore? Into this conversation came Jesus, incognito. "Foolish ones," he replied, "how slow of heart you are to believe all that the Creator God has said." And as they walked together, he showed them, beginning with Moses, then the prophets and apostles of the New Testament as well, how, through the story of Scripture and its culmination in the life, death, and resurrection of one person, God had acted in the world to create a new humanity. This person's identity transcended all other identities. His story redefined all other stories. My version of the parable saw Jesus and the two travellers finally arriving at Dover Beach. On the shore stood a vast and hungry crowd. Modernism had caused the Sea of Faith to retreat, but the tide was now rolling back in. Yet, having scattered their bread upon the water, all that the incoming tide of postmodernity brought them was bricks and centipedes, proving G.K. Chesterton's dictum that when people stop believing in God, they do not believe in nothing, they believe in anything. That, I suggested, was the dilemma facing the serious secularist in the last decades of the last century. Happily, Justin Brierley is more hopeful now than I was then about what the returning Sea of Faith might bring in its wake. In this book, he describes how, despite the decline in church membership, attitudes towards Christianity among serious thinkers in many fields seem to be changing. Having interviewed many of the key players over many years, Justin offers a sharply drawn, enticing picture of the way public discussion of Christian faith has swung round to the point where the once fashionable atheism has itself begun to look suspiciously threadbare. In recent years, Justin and I have regularly conversed about these issues on the podcasts he hosts, and I've been a glad participant in some of the conversations with public thinkers that are referred to in these chapters. I am encouraged that so many of these thinkers seem disenchanted with secularism's empty promises, and that, for many, the residual memory of Christianity still holds a wistful appeal. Interestingly, those of their number who find themselves attracted to the church are rarely looking for a spiritualized version of the current moral zeitgeist. What's attractive about the faith is precisely its countercultural stance, the weirdness of believing and living as if Jesus really has risen from the dead and is calling those who follow him to live a different story to the world around them. G.K. Chesterton also said, "Christianity has died many times and risen again, for it had a God who knew the way out of the grave." What if the Christian story is poised to come rushing back into public consciousness in our day? Could it once again nourish the hearts and minds of people who have been starved of meaning and purpose for so long? Like Justin, I hope so. Perhaps we are indeed...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?